So teams set for kickoff, Leeds defending the Western Terrace, playing towards the Carnegie Stand end of the ground, as the Wildcats fullback Jared Sammet back in action today kicks off. He stopped him a couple of metres short. Last tackle of the set. Sinfield turns to Burrow. Burrow puts the little kick in. It's destined for Ryan Hall, and Hall gets there this time. And Matt Thomason checks with his touch judges, and this time awards Ryan Hall the try. 10 minutes in, and the deadlock has been broken. It's Leeds Rhinos 4, Wakefield 0.
Shame for Wakefield was they had to defend two sets on their own line. They've done pretty well to keep Leeds contained. Cuthbertson got a brilliant offload to Sutcliffe. Sutcliffe read it, but on the last tackle, Leeds decided on the power play to move the ball, and Joe Arundel just stuck his hand out and he touched it. Unfortunately for Wakefield, that gave Leeds a second set.
Sun blazing down again here at Headingley, and here is Tim Smith. He's going to go back on the inside. In fact, Tim Smith steps off the left foot past Singleton and beats Zach Hardacre, and comes up with Wakefield's first try of the afternoon. Just over 15 minutes have gone at Headingley Carnegie, and it's Leeds Rhinos 6, Wakefield Wildcats 4. And here's Cuthbertson away to Sinfield. Delaney out to Watkins, who's got nobody on his outside because Handley had taken up that previous play. But he beats one man, he beats a second. Beautiful play from Watkins inside to Sutcliffe, and now it's Hardacre. And this time, Zach Hardacre will take a good pass, and he will score a very, very good try for Leeds. 19 minutes in at Headingley, and the Rhinos are back in front. It's Leeds 10, Wakefield 6.
Callum Watkins made up for his earlier mistake there. Put that all down to him. He was given the ball on the far south stand side, probably on about the halfway line, slipped a tackler, motored infield, and there seemingly was nobody in support. Brilliant work from Liam Sutcliffe, who loomed on his inside and took the ball, and Sutcliffe's pass found Hardacre, and this time it worked.
Two more points for Kevin Sinfield then, and 4,001 career points. What a landmark to have passed. What a legend he's been, not only for this club, but for the sport of rugby league. One of the great men of the Super League era. Here's Sutcliffe to Hardacre, but it's been intercepted by Craig Hall. And Craig Hall is already at the halfway line for Wakefield, and is closing in on a second Wildcats try. And Craig Hall will do just that. There was never any real chance of anybody getting there. Joel Moon was chasing him down. Carl Ablett had a go as well, and to their credit, they kept going all the way. But once Hall took the pass, he undoubtedly had the legs on Leeds. And a second Wildcats try of the afternoon means that it's Leeds 12, Wakefield 10. Shine down on Headingley. Here's lovely ball out of the left-hand back door from Moon to Hall. On the inside is Burrow, and from absolutely nothing, Leeds have come up with a third try 13 minutes before the break. And Rob Burrow, well, it's a milestone for him as well. He's passed the 1,000 point mark for Leeds, and the Rhinos now lead by 16 points to 12.
Well, it's typical bank holiday Monday fare at the moment, isn't it? You score, we score, but we are seeing some wonderful skills. That time a fantastic pass out the back of his hand from Joel Moon that put Ryan Hall into space. Hall, lovely ball back on the inside to Burrow, and as all good trailing halfbacks should do, he was there to snap it up.
Here's Sinfield, gets it away to Ablett, who busts the line straight through Tim Smith. Burrow lines up at the side of him again, and Rob Burrow will make the final 30 metres for an absolutely fantastic try. And 11 minutes before the break, well, Leeds have hit Wakefield twice in the space of as many minutes, and both of them scored by Burrow, and now lead by 22 points to 12. And it's the Wildcats who have it, with Smith on the inside then to Washbrook, to Lawatiti, and they're going to go in for a try here. And it's Jared Sammet who's chimed into the line from full back. You've got to say, one of the passes in the middle of all that looked a little bit suspect, but Sammet not debating it. Third Wakefield try, Leeds 24, Wildcats 16. Wouldn't fancy getting in a wrestle one-on-one with Lawatiti, would you? But Hardacre managed to do enough to keep hold of it. And here are Leeds down the right-hand side through Ward, who makes the break. Has Watkins on the inside. Now that is a beautiful pass from Stevie Ward. Hit bang on time by the run of Callum Watkins. And that's a super try for Leeds. Seconds before the break, and they've increased their lead to 28 points to 16. And the teams then will leave the field following the half-time hooter, with the Rhinos in front by 30 points to 16. Hardacre to Maguire. Oh. This time there's a way through. Lovely cut-out pass from Danny Maguire. First touch of the afternoon?
Yep.
Not sure, but yep. Handley gets in for his first try, the sixth for Leeds. Super pass from Maguire, And the Rhinos lead by 34 points to 16.
And that's the difference between the teams. At least can bring Danny Maguire on after 54 minutes. His first touch of the ball when they've been lacking direction in terms of getting it to where it needs to be to cause the most damage is a wonderful cut-out pass that finds Hanley in the corner. He dots the ball down.
Burrough for Leeds to Maguire, back on the inside is the drive of Andy Yates, and Andy Yates will crash his way through the would-be tackles of three Wakefield defenders. Too strong, Andy Yates, and he'll enjoy that one on Easter Monday afternoon, and Leeds move on to lead now by 40 points to 16.
Debut try for Yates, lovely little ball from Danny Maguire to put him in, and his strength took him over, but again, it's come on the way to penalties, hasn't it? We said four on the trot in the second half so far to Leeds.
Success over this opposition. Oh, since these sides took each other on in Super League. And Callum Watkins has intercepted a ball 40 metres from the Wakefield line and strolls away underneath the post. Jared Samet chased him down. But a second try of the afternoon for Callum Watkins was an absolute formality. From the moment he knocked the ball in the air, he was always going to make the second attempt at a catch. An eighth try for Leeds. And 46-16 their lead. Knock his arms off, and here come the Wildcats for an attempt at a try. Daniel Smith, I think it is, who's got across the line. He's held up.
He scored.
But has he got the ball? Yes, he has. As Phil calls, he's the powerhouse figure of Daniel Smith, who's had a good game for Wakefield this afternoon. And
20 metres for his try, but that will be the last action of the game.
And so it finishes at Headingley, 48-22 in favour of Leeds. They're led by 30 points to 16 at half-time following five tries against three. All those that Rhino scores gold by Sinfield. And he kept that up in the second half when they added further scores to Ash Handley, Andy Yates. A first try for the Rhinos for him. And also a second of the game for Callum Watkins. 8 from 8 with the boot for Sinfield to give Leeds their 48. And in response, Wakefield, well, they managed to score one try just 5 minutes from time to Daniel Smith to add to the three they'd got in the first half by Tim Smith, Craig Hall and Jared Samet. Hall adding the second half extras. As I say, 48-22. We knew the result from a long way out there.